We're back, baby! Welcome, folks, to the Slug Sauce Radio Show. I'm your host, Julian.
It was 9:29 backstreet mixing.
And we're gonna break it down with this song, Last Train to London.
The sun was going down, there was music all around. It felt so right.
Thanks for being here.
It was one of those nights. One of those nights when you feel the world stop turning. You were standing there, there was music in the air.
This fine Tuesday morning for me in Australia, but perhaps it's afternoon or evening for you. I appreciate your presence, and I apologize for my lack of presence in the past little while. Why have I got reverb in my voice? There we are. Well, you know what? Let's just drop that a bit. And something I want to mention about Electric Light Orchestra, which was what we just heard, was Last Train to London. He hated reverb. Like, he did not use reverb at all on his songs. And if you listen to that song, if you listen to Mr. Blue Sky or any of those tracks, they are dry as anything. The only thing he'd use is delay. So you heard him like, last train to London, dun, just getting round, round, round. Like, he just uses a bit of probably space echo or something. But he hated reverb, which is funny because listen to this. Yeah. There's some reverb in my voice right now. Let's turn it off. Yeah, it's just interesting because, you know, I feel like especially music now, some people can't even sing or listen to their own voice without reverb, which is understandable. Sometimes it's hard, man. I struggle as well. But I'm trying to get into the habit of using reverb less, which is, yeah, it's interesting. But at the end of the day, there's no one way to do anything. If it sounds good, it is good. All right. Really wanna make a nice river. What time is it in Oz right now? 10:11 a.m. Yeah, that's right. It is 10:06. Thanks to everyone here. Radix U. I can't pronounce that one. Ion IQ 8827. Thank you, sir. And I'm sure there's many more. JWH. And there's some other people lurking in comm. Thanks for being here. Anyone who's listening on and on radio, I appreciate it. All right, let's play some more music. What am I doing still talking? I've been really getting into Al Green. Like, really getting into Al Green. I flipping love him. All right, let's listen. Often they just used one mic on the drums, like two mics max. And they were usually like a RCA 77, I think, ribbon microphone. And I mean, it doesn't sound like any more than one mic. If you listen to it, you're like, okay, yeah, that does sound like one mic. But if you listen to other songs like Love and Happiness or even Let's Stay Together, like it's such a cool drum sound. I have a buddy, Nathan, who I've mentioned many, many times on the show, but we've become pretty good friends over the years. And now he's going to come down and produce a song in my studio next week, which I just cannot wait for. It's this little tune that I made, and he quite liked it. So he's like, man, I'd love to produce it. So that's what's happening. And I'm going to play something that he made for another guy, Don West, who's been doing this sort of Daptones soul thing. And one mic on the kit, very dry. I'll play it. I really like it. Okay, let's listen. It's from Sydney, Australia. So we're going to do something not quite like that, but the one mic thing, maybe, or two mics. And, do like a 60s jangly little song. Sort of like, I don't know if you guys have heard of this lady called Margot Gurian. It's G-U-R-Y-A-N. She made a little album. Well, I don't know when it came out. 2014, I think. It was like a re-release thing, and it's called 27 Demos. and there's 27 songs, and they're all these like soft, goofy little love songs. I just really, really like them. Like, this is her most famous one from that album called Why Do I Cry? And it's just very soft, and I'll play it. This is sort of what we're going for in this kind of realm next week when he comes up.
Why do I cry on a Sunday morning after Saturday night was such a wonderful night? I should be glad that I could spend one night a week with you. Why do I cry when I have my coffee after you disappear? It seems like almost a year that I'd be sad, so sad to only spend one night a week with you. One night a week to laugh and to love and to sleep. Days before, why do I cry on a Sunday morning after Saturday night was such a wonderful night? I should be glad that I could spend one night away.
So yeah, you can sort of get the feeling there. Very soft. And the one that we're going to work on is not quite that soft. It's a bit more lively. But that's definitely one of the references. And since we're in this corner of soft little love songs, here is a song called Corner of My Eye by the Lemon Twigs. I only recently got into the Lemon Twigs, and they're amazing. They are so good. It's two of them, Michael and Ronnie. Yeah, that's right. Michael and Ron. And then they get two other friends when they're touring or when they're doing an album to play bass and drums. But Lemon Twigs are mainly the two of them, I believe. Just really cool 70s songs. Like, just very... But it's not like they're going out to write these 70s songs. It's just what comes out, you know what I mean? I think that's the whole thing with what I do and a lot of people who are trying to do this old thing. It's like, it's not actually that they're trying to do it. That's just the music that they listen to, and that's the music we love, so that's what comes out. And this song is so good. It's called... where'd it go? Corner of My Eye. Okay, let's listen.
I've got a wonderful feeling that's ripe for being wrong. Lately the Lord's got me kneeling. It's been hard to get along. But when I've got you in the corner of my eye, all my moments are the same when they emptiness.
Not to mention the way it sounds. They say a good song will sound good just played in a room on an acoustic guitar, and it'll still stand as a good song without all the shininess of recording, which you can do so much with. But Lemon Twigs, I think, mostly work on a tape machine on about eight tracks or 16 tracks or something. But they have done stuff digitally, or sometimes they'll go to tape and then they'll dump it all in digital and mix it and edit it and whatnot. Which, that's my favorite way of doing it, I think. I've never actually done a whole song to tape and then, you know, mixed down to a cassette and then not touched computers at all. I've never done that. I think that'd be quite tedious, but maybe one day I will, but I like to use the power of the computer with the yumminess of tape to get best of both worlds. This, you know, Heatwave, they did that song Boogie Nights, which is just a killer song, and that whole album was pretty much what Michael Jackson heard and said, "Flip, man, I want to make something like this," basically. And then he made Thriller, which not many people know. But then they also did some softer songs too. Like this song's called All You Do Is Dial. And it made me realize that even if you're doing a disco thing or a really, you know, really full-on dance album, you can just drop one of these songs in there. It doesn't matter. Like, just do it. And this is what these guys did. And listen to it. It's just beautiful. And it's funny because, you know, you'd almost think that exists in the same world as, like, other stuff, like, remember, you know, Al Green or something. But then you think, like, Al Green was done with one mic, still done to tape, still done with probably a nice desk, but this Heatwave album was, like, so hi-fi and so, like, clean and just, it's like a perfect drum sound, like a perfect vocal, and like everything is so dialed, but it's still got that humanness because everything was done with on one take. Like, it's just unreal musicians playing. Like, and so when I started thinking that I could do something like this, like, yeah, I could make a song like Boogie Nights, like, or like listen to Flip, man. What could we listen to of this album? Just like craziest song. Let's just listen to Boogie Nights. No, it's such a long intro. Central Heating, 1978. This was just a bit after, I think. Whack That Axe. Like, listen to just the song. So clean. And then the drip dropped. Ready? Whoa. Like, how do you make it sound like that? I don't know. I have no idea, and I don't know who could help me do that, because I certainly couldn't do it on my own. But I was talking to like Nathan, because he's coming next week, and he said, like, dude, if someone asked me to do that, it's like, that's scary. It's scary to go up and try make something like that, because it's big studio, big production, it's massive. But man, one day. Crazy stuff. What's this? Liquid Sunshine. Now, you know what I've been listening to? This song's also good. Hey 19, Steely Dan. I haven't, like, ever been a huge Steely Dan fan, I have to admit. I just haven't, like, got into them heavy, you know what I mean? But I've listened to a few tracks and I love them, like, crazy. Like, listen to this one. Got a Juno. Did I mention this? I don't think I've actually said this yet. I got a Juno 6 from 1982. I was just listening to the song and I was thinking, have I actually? Because I've talked about the Juno so much. I'm pretty sure I have. Maybe I haven't talked about this. Maybe I'm repeating myself. I'm sorry if I am. I do that sometimes. But dude, it is the craziest purchase I've ever made. It's a wonderful synth. It's got so little knobs. It only has maybe like one, two, three, maybe like 12 sliders, and every slider does something, you know what I mean? It's not confusing. Oh, it's just good. It's the closest thing I'm gonna get to analog. It sounds great. It's perfect. I'm so happy with it. But yeah, the only really thing I like about this song is the drum sound. To be honest, I don't actually love this song. It's alright. The drums are cool. Let's stop that now. Go away. Go away. Alright, you know what? I've got a track that I made 2 nights ago that I've been working on pretty much every day, yesterday and this morning. And I think I might play it for you. And see what you think. Let's go. Oh, that's not playing. Okay. Give me a second. Should be taking sound from there. On. Yeah, it's there. So I'm just trying to route this in Audio Hijack. But it's not coming through. Come on, man. That's weird. That is very odd. Hang on, let me turn it. Finder, here we go. See if this works. Okay. Yeah, this is working. Alright, so this is a song I made. Still demo. Gotta get mixed.
I'm so black and white, I don't sleep at night. I don't give a damn, I'm that man. What I got, I borrow. I'll say it first, I have no tomorrow. Cause I'm the fool from yesterday. I don't have a car, and I can't walk that far. I don't give a damn, I'm that man. What I've got, I borrow.
Translating to like my other friends that I've sent it to, they're kind of like, yeah, it's cool. I'm like, no, I love it. It's funny. I don't know. Maybe it's just a song for me, but I think I liked the recording quite a lot. The end of it was quite heavily inspired by the end of Satellite of Love by Lou Reed. Let me just play that outro really quickly.
Satellite of love, satellite of
this bit here. goes on. I didn't really manage to do that. I couldn't quite get the energy of building, but I definitely got like that sort of dreamy feeling towards the end, which I really liked. I really liked it a lot. But yeah, man, what's been new? What's been new? I don't know. Just been hanging out in the studio. I got to post on Mastodon more, I think. And like, I don't use that enough. I kind of just use it when I'm doing a show, and that's, you know, quite rare, as you guys know. So maybe I can do like, I make these little videos for Instagram, like these reels and stuff. And I'm just wondering if I should start posting to Mastodon, because I could do that. I just have to make sure it would actually work, because I know that you have to upload quite small files, I believe. And I've had some things in the past where like I tried uploading it and it sort of wouldn't work. But maybe that's just to do with user error. Probably, most likely, is user error. So I'll try to get those up. Satellite eyes. And that's David Bowie singing in the back there. Here, let's listen again. David Bowie. Right there. He produced that album, Transformer. Pretty cool. I wonder if that was the first album that Bowie ever produced. What was the first album Bowie produced for another person? Oh, it's flipping. It's not giving me what I want. I mean, he'd written songs for other people, like he did all the Young Dudes for the band. I can't figure it out. But I reckon that was probably the first full length album that Bowie was asked to produce and fully be a part of for another artist, maybe. That would be pretty cool, man. That'd be quite a lot of, I guess, pressure and also creative control in a way, which is like, that's all. That's just cool. I think a lot of producing and a lot of what being a musician is, or being a good producer or whatever that is like, maybe like knowing what you like, or knowing what, I think it's like confidence, maybe. Like confidence, like, yeah, we'll pull the sound, or like, yeah, we can do that, we can do anything, like, let's try put a mic over here and pick up the piano from all the way over here, or whatever it is. It's having confidence to just twist all the knobs and push all the faders up and make all the weird noises on the synth, and it's like, just start doing stuff. This is something Lemon Twigs were talking about in a podcast. Oh no, it wasn't, it was Jonathan Rader, and he did Foxy Gen and a bunch of guys. This is all super new to me, so all these people and podcasts, because I'm just learning about what they did in their records. And he was saying, this is one guy that just came in and he just turns all the knobs and he's not afraid to touch things. And it's like, sometimes in the big oh, whoa. Is that a lot clearer? It wasn't plugged in properly. Anyway. Whoa, that's like way clearer, my voice. Hang on a second. What the heck? That's what it was. That's okay. It's just more low end, isn't it? What the heck? Sorry about that. I didn't have the patch cable plugged in correctly. Anyway, he was saying like big studios and stuff, you go in there and you can be afraid of everything and look at the big desk and look at all the synths, and it's like, ooh, scary. The tape machine. And, you know, having the confidence to just sort of twist the knobs, do stuff, see what comes out of this synth, see what comes out. And that's, I think, maybe where being comfortable in the studio is super important, which is why I like working in my own studio, because I can run around and jump around and do whatever, because it's my studio. Yeah. Satellite. Avalon, Foxy Gen. I only heard the song for the first time like 2 days ago. I love it. so cool. What the heck? How do you make something like that? I have to know. Foxygen have done so much stuff. So much stuff. So cool. Flippin' heck, I want to be Foxygen. I want to have some of those sounds in my stuff. So cool. I'm so tired of being alone. Well, folks, we still got time. We still got flipping time. Talking about Foxygen, so the guys who I played earlier, the Lemon Twigs, they played on that song we just heard, who was on drums. Michael on drums. I think the other guy on bass. Now we're going to listen to them as well, the Lemon Twigs, who I'm talking about. Called My Golden Years, which came out this year. Maybe this is My Golden Years. Here we go. Tell you that that came out this year. Sorry, you couldn't hear me. That's hilarious. I was just yapping about like stuff and you were just silence. Anyway, if I didn't tell you that that came out this year, you would not believe me. Wait. Yeah, you would think it came out in like, you know, the 70s. It just sounds so true to that era. But that's not surprising these days because there's so many people doing it. And doing it really well. Flippin' heck. Flip. You know, I've thought about Stoke Sauce and what this show could be. And at the moment, it's quite a... I think about it sort of like an audio journal in a way. I think I mentioned this before. But I want to make a more produced episode, maybe even half an hour. But it's like a strict episode in the sense that I want to score it with this Juno. Like, if I could just for a second, I've got 7 minutes left, and this 7 minutes I'm going to just play around and show you something. Like, even now, this is me talking about my ideas. It's like my journal in a way, but to you guys, which I like. But sorry, just unplugged. Let me get just patching stuff in flippin' patch bay. Okay, I should have a signal from my Juno, and then that will come out through Audio Hijack. In theory, yeah, there's my Juno. Is that coming out? Can you hear Juno? Let me look at Audio Hijack. Is this flipping working, you guy? Yeah, it's working. Hang on. There's my Juno. Okay, so imagine for a moment that it's like a 30-minute episode, but there's like a story. I'm not just talking about whatever the flip I want. I like pick a topic or a story, and I fully research it before doing the show, and then bring to the table like a 30-minute episode where it's like a beginning, a middle, and an end. It's like a full-on story, and some of the, like, you could do. Flippin' love this synth. It's the chorus. Okay, so let's just put Echo Boy on this thing, make it sound cooler. Okay, so like imagine... More release. But as I talk, you could even do like stuff with the arpeggiator, like weird chords. You know what I mean? Like, that would be sick.
Welcome to the Stoke Sauce radio show.
I just want to do stuff like that. But like, that's just a glimpse into what I'm thinking. Like, something like that would only be for a section while I'm talking, and then it would break into like a new bit of an interview, and then it would dig into like a piece of music or something. But it would all, the whole episode would revolve around one story, one piece of like, yeah, content, I suppose. And then it would build off of that. So that's something I'm thinking. But of different content than Rolly. Yes, we hear the Juno. Okay, cool. It's good to know that Juno came through. I flippin' love this thing. So fun. Well, folks, I think I got to wrap up. I would love to tinker some more and hang out, but my time is up. Thanks for hanging out for an hour. It's been great. It's been really good to do a show again. And yeah, I don't know. I'll do more. And keep me accountable, man. If you're like, where the flip is this guy? Send me. Go on Mastodon and be like, oi, Stoke Sauce, stop being lazy and do your show. Alright. Until next time. I love this song. See you soon, guys. Okay. Bye-bye.